Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender, and joining me as usual is the wonderful and hilarious and lovely and perhaps slightly hungover, because I'm just slightly hungover, not really, Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor / Bachelorette podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, little Ben.
Yeah, hello there. Ronnie and I hit the town last night. We went out to the Abbey with none other than Hannah from Below Deck Mediterranean, and it was beyond fun.
Yeah, she's so fun. Oh my gosh, so beautiful too. Smella.
I know. She was like, well, I'm just gonna throw on something. I'll probably look, you know, I look like a hussy, and she shows up looking gorgeous. And I was like, shut your face, Hannah.
Yeah, that's an expensive hussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not a cheap hussy, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was fun. And if you go onto our Instagram, which is at Watch What Crappens on Instagram, we have a picture, but we also have some stories. So go check that out now before they expire.
Oh, yeah, go look them over.
Yeah.
She's so funny. She's like, and then I'll have a date with a really hot guy from wherever, and then I might go to Dubai to see this, and then I'll be in the south of France doing this. It's like, Jesus.
She lives quite the awesome life.
I know. I came home like, I really suck.
Yeah. Well, you know what's also sucky is that, you know, we walked her to Catch, which is where she was going to have dinner. We didn't really, Katie Cazarola was there at Catch. We could have had, like, such a big powwow, but we didn't.
Oh, Cazorals. We should have looked in there. Yeah, there were all these people taking pictures. There's so many little tiny short people who are apparently famous, and they all drive these gigantic Jeeps and huge army cars.
Yeah.
And then these little tiny men come out, you know, like little tiny Persian men dripping with gold come out. And I'm like, where are you people? It's like there's a whole different life that those people lead, you know, and you only see them if you stand outside restaurants like that.
Exactly. And the paparazzi would take photos of all of them. Like literally a bum would walk up to the restaurant. The paparazzi were taking photos. But like me and Ronnie, no photos.
Yeah. What are you going to do? It might have something to do with us taking pictures of the paparazzi. We're like, wow, look at their cameras.
Yeah, on our Instagram story. And then, like, when we eventually got home, I was drunk, and I turned on the TV, and the Property Brothers were on. I took some belligerent Instagram stories of the Property Brothers. I was looking at them today. I was like, huh. So, it's a fun night out.
Now, those are celebrities.
Yeah, those are real stars.
Yeah, I would understand them coming out of a giant Jeep. I'd be like, oh my God, the Property Bros.
Yeah, but the other guys, I'm like, was this guy like a background on Shaw's of Sunset once?
Yeah, I don't know, but everybody apparently knew because they were like, click, 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 click.
Maybe it was like French Montana or something.
Yeah, I don't even know, but you know, what are you going to do? I was like, yay, our Chevy, our 1983 Chevy Lyft is here to get us.
Yes, with an extra from Breaking Bad driving it.
She really was. She was like, she was great. Did this to me.
She was like, you guys are the best. I want to hang out with you guys all the time. Can't do it. Can't even do her meth voice. yeah, it was a great night. But even more excitingly is that we have a Real Housewives of New York City recap to dive into. And by the way, if you're new to this podcast because you learned about us through the Bitch Bible, Jackie Schimmel, welcome. We hope we can live up to the expectations.
Yes, and go listen to Jackie. Hilarious.
Yeah, soup's funny.
New pod friend for sure.
Yeah, love her.
Love. All right, so shall we jump into Can You Believe It, Girls?
It's the wedding episode.
Can you believe it, girls?
Can.
I've got wedding rings on both of my ring fingers. That's how married I am.
I'm so ringed up. I took Beyonce's advice, and I had a ring put on both of them.
We start with the Amy Winehouse music. That's rehab, right?
Rehab is like na 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 na. It's a little bit more charm, you know.
Okay, yeah. So that.
Do we have to pay licenses to her estate now? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, come after me. Join, get in, high, in line behind Capital One, Amy Winehouse.
The ghost of Amy Winehouse is coming to haunt our podcast now.
Yeah, you think I can't press block this caller on your ghost? I can't.
Well, any episode that features Dorinda is sort of spiritually a successor to Amy Winehouse, so it makes sense.
Yeah, every time that music plays, it's like, uh-oh, drunk Dorinda's going to make a speech in this episode.
Yes, so the episode opens with Edgar, a.k.a. Frenchie, making eggs in Sonia's kitchen for breakfast.
I don't know if I even believe this guy's French, because this guy is like cartoon French. He's like, hoodly, hoodly, oh, Sonia from Manuela, done the coffee, Sonia, you like the egg? And she says, did you bring this? And it's a poinsettia plant. He's like, ah, yes, I brought Sonia. You like the egg?
Something about this whole thing with Edgar Frenchie feels, what's the word, like completely fake. Like, this is clearly an arrangement for the TV show.
Yeah, this is like a gay she met outside the Port Authority bus station, you know?
Yeah, exactly. First of all, I mean, who wears a blazer to make eggs for Sonia in the morning? Okay, that's already suspect.
With a handkerchief in the pocket, like a folded handkerchief.
Yeah, he's like a
I'm sure.
really bad faux French version of Adam Scott. That's what he is.
Oh, is our little daughter Tinsley going to be awake for the egg? Should I make egg for Tinsley?
And she's like, oh, you know, Tinsley, getting her hair done, doing her makeup. Okay. Sonia's
waking
just
up,
like
brushing
rabid
her teeth.
Hatred. Yeah. You know, Tinsley, she'll wake up and push the covers off.
You know, Tinsley, she just opens her eyes when she wakes up. So typical.
Oh, she's probably yawning about now, wondering what kind of makeup she's going to wear. And he's like, oh, these women, you have this habit of the makeup and stuff, and you need every day this habit for the women.
So sure enough, Tinsley comes down. She's like, can I get a tissue? Anyone? She's like, oh, I'm excited
for breakfast.
I love when
Frenchie stays. Frenchie, would you mind opening the front door if you hear the doorbell ring? I'm waiting for some hats.
Sonia's passed out on the floor. Stay away from Frenchie. You're going to distract him.
I'm training Frenchie to stop Connor from opening the door when your hats come.
It's a process.
So Sonia is, you know, admitting that this thing with Frenchie is going too far. And she's like, you know, what I thought was an 11 to 7 turned into a 7-11. Like, yeah, I knew that. I mean, this guy is cheap.
You know? I'm like, you're saying there are a bunch of meth heads that have accumulated around your house? Because that sort of makes sense.
I mean, the pizza isn't that great at 3 in the morning, but at 3 in the morning, who cares?
You know what I like about 7-Elevens? They really appreciate the past. Like, for instance, that hot dog that's been on the rollers has been in there as long as I've had computer number 3.
Oh, Sonjiza.
That's where Pickles is. She's just rotating on Sonia's little hot dog thing in the basement. I got one
Pickles.
From the 7-Eleven.
Pickles is like literally in a pickles jar downstairs, just waiting to emerge. She's like, please, someone unscrew this top and let me free. Free pickles, people.
She's in free a cryogenic pickles. State. Yeah.
So Frenchie's playing Donna Reed, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And sorry, were you going to say something?
No, I'm just like laughing about Pickles in a jar yearning to come out and like imagining her like finally climbing out. She's like, is it the year 2135? Like, no, it's actually just 3 years later. She's like, oh.
She's like, well, at least the computers are still here. It's like a box of soap. And some old paper towels
carved into it.
Some old Viva paper towels that were never opened.
It's actually not Viva paper towels. It's actually a roll of paper towels made from other paper towels. It's like a little Viva, a little Charmin, a little Up and Up.
Recycled paper towels.
I buy extra paper towels so I can make a new roll from the spare parts.
So she's, Tinsley's just down there to start shit. She's like, hey, Frenchie, so, what about this other dude you're dating? What happened to Rocco? You know? And, he's like, oh, I do not care. You know, this dating, these rules you have in America, you date, you be with someone, you tie them down, tie them to tree. Every time mailman comes, dog tries bite leg off. It's like, Jesus Christ, Frenchie. You know, that's Frenchie's way of just saying, I can fuck whoever I want and I'm still getting free rent. And don't try and step onto my property, bitch. Like, let my arrangement stand, Tinsley. I'm feeding you an egg right now.
Well, Tinsley has a right to make the digs because apparently Frenchie was intended for Tinsley. But then Sonya took him for herself. So this is her little way of getting revenge.
Yeah. And she's like, well, so you're seeing other people too, Frenchie? And he's like,
seeing, yes, but no, not having sex. This is friends. Oh, I don't like words. You Americans, you have these words you say. You have a word that means something, and then it's supposed to mean something else. I don't even know what you're saying. Sentence structure. Come on. And Sonya's like, yeah, friends. Yeah, just friends. I don't like words either. Frenchie.
Going up to beauty
down
school.
With words.
Yeah. So... So then, so after this Frenchie scene, we then go over to Bethany's apartment where she is making a whole bunch of little Christmas gifts for the ladies, minus Ramona. And by Bethany making Christmas gifts, I mean Julia, her assistant, is doing them because Bethany's going to have a Christmas party.
Yeah, her assistant's just walking around going, Bethany, you look wonderful. And of course, there's a huge skinny girl, Luge, ice sculpture in the middle.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody forgot what Bethany does for a living.
Yeah. And Bethany, the professional chef, is having this catered by a guy, what's his name, Joe or something like that, who was actually making a lot of delicious stuff. But like I was like sort of traumatized by Bethany eating a lobster roll and then talking with her mouth open. And it was just like all gooey and cream cheesy, like these strings of mayo or cream cheese or whatever were all in her mouth. That's like, it's not a good look, Bethany.
She's just trying to prove that she can eat, you know. Yeah. She's like, look, I'm eating
lobster roll. Like, what's the matter? Like, what's the matter? Happy holidays. Like, what is this? It's like, Krampus, I don't get it. Like, what's going on?
You got a close-up of this?
Like, why is this an Olympic event? Like, it's a luge? Like, I don't get it. Like, what, like I thought you're supposed to die on this. It's supposed to be scary. Like I don't know. It's not fast. Like, I could do it. I can get. Do I get a gold medal now? Like, am I going to Olympics? Am I, like, Olympian now? Like, literally kill me now. Like, honestly, like, you know what? Like, send me down the luge thing and just kill me now and, like, run me over the bobsled then. I can't. It's too cold.
Oh, Bethany, you're hilarious. All right, what's the matter?
What's going on? Where's a luge?
So she's made little balloon heads of all the ladies except for Ramona. And mm-hmm. She's put them in like these glass vases. I mean, it's weird. It's basically like a bunch of decapitated housewives.
I thought they were Christmas ornaments that had their faces on them.
Oh, I thought they were balloons. I guess that makes more sense. I mean, those were huge, though.
No, they were nice. Those were enormous. They were nice and personalized. They had caricatures. They were nice. It was a good gift.
This one looks like one of Ramona's breast implants. She's like, well, you know, last year I had a holiday party and I just loved it. So now it's annual. It's like going to be every year, like Christmas. You know, it's going to come like Christmas every year.
My favorite is then we cut to Dorinda in the cab and she just had like all this tissue paper and plastic. And this is all year.
Now, this is why I keep back under the couch cushions. You know, that's me, last-minute rapper.
Like, how could you do that when you have John sitting on that couch? It's like Dorinda just loves to sit there and be mad at John at all times. Like, she's putting wrapping paper under the couch cushions.
Can you stop making noise, John? Trying to watch a good fight.
All right, you're making too much noise. I'm going in the other room watching Law and Order. So yeah, she's like making some, like, all this tissue paper is like rubbing up against her mic, and it was so obnoxious, but you know the editors, it's classic Dorinda, and that's why the editors put it in there.
I mean, that is so funny, Dorinda. And it's like five packages of that wrapping tissue. It's like five. Like, what are you wrapping that you need all of that?
There probably was no gift in there. She's like, and you know what's funny? I forgot a gift after all that. I don't know why I think about it sometimes.
Sometimes I don't even know what I'm thinking about, you know? So funny. Like, a regular birthday gift, is it her birthday? I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just forget things. It's called being a blackout drunk, Dorinda. Okay? Like, you know, sometimes you know you're supposed to do something. And then you wake up like late and you're like, what was I supposed to do? Yeah, stop drinking.
Especially, they're supposed to go driving. So everyone's
over across town. Ramona's putting on lipstick. She's like, oh, look, there's a stick. It's a stick of stuff for my lips. I'm going to put it on. And I heard Bethany's having a holiday party and I'm not invited. Am I happy about it? No.
but it's
good news is I'm going out with Avery and her girlfriends.
Avery and her girlfriends are basically like me and my girlfriends. Basically, I'm just like one of the girls. I'm like a 22-year-old girl. We're just going to go out and get some wine, okay?
This is Avery's girlfriends are like my girlfriends, except no one in their group has had sex with Tom yet, you know?
Whoa. Is this what it means when it says you're going to get a 23andMe kit? You go out and hang out with a bunch of 23-year-old girls, okay? Because I like it.
So then over at Sonia's, she's packing a bunch of crap to make room for Frenchie.
Yeah.
Who's coming in. Wait, is this when we find this out?
Oh, no, she's but packing she's, for Phuket. So Tinsley and... Sonia's just packing to go to Phuket for New Year's. And Tinsley and Connor are like...
Phuket, I call it.
So Tinsley and Connor are like, yay, because they apparently are going to have a big party once Sonia leaves, and they put it out on paperless posts. And Sonia's like... You know, she's very distracting to my assistant. She has to stop. Like, what is Connor doing? What is Connor doing all day? Where is
Do you know
attention?
How many things he could be doing for me paperless? I have plenty of paperless things that he could do.
What math equations is he trying to solve right now? Or formulas, okay, that he cannot be distracted from?
Just numbers flying by Connor's head like a beautiful mind.
Yes. Sorry, everyone. That was my phone. I did not put it on vibrate. None of you. It was me who was receiving a text, not you guys. So don't check your phones.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. It's Hannah. She's like, you were supposed to meet me back at the Yibby. Where were you?
The Yibby.
So let's see. She's packing. Then yeah. Bethany's getting ready for her party, and she's talking to the chef, and she's like, Remember last year when I ordered a lobster roll? That was great. Yeah, I went to all the other boroughs too. Like lobster roll, lobster roll, lobster roll. What are you even talking about? Just please leave him alone and let him do his job.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen for him because Dorinda shows up and she's like, you know what I want to do? I want to learn how to open up an oyster. So he shows her. He's like, oh, you stick it in there and you wait for the little release. Like, oh, it's like sexual and stuff.
He was being sexual. He was like the next John. I mean, Dorinda, I can't believe Dorinda didn't put on her flip-flops and try and climb that mountain because he is like John. He's like, yeah, well, here's what you do. You get this knife and then you put it in his ass. It's the back door, just the tip. And Bethany's like, yeah, just the tip. Yeah. I knew you was going to say that, Bethany.
Yeah, well, it's the tip, you know, just put the tip in there.
He's like, yeah, then you shove it in there and then you move it around a little bit and you try not to get stuff splurting everywhere. And then, boom, it is like sex. It's like eating oysters. It's like eating the sea, wet and salty.
I will say this about Bethany. She is always good for a low-hanging fruit sex joke. Because if you say something like, wow, the wind is really blowing. Yeah, like a blowjob, huh? You're like, okay, Bethany, you got it.
I hope they're making a lot of money for that blowing. Get it?
The wind's blowing so hard. It's like, you know, it's like a hooker down on like Bourbon Street. You know what I'm saying? It's like blowing all night long. You know what I'm saying?
Wet and salty. I think he's talking about vaginas, huh?
He's like, I'm literally talking about vaginas.
I like how that has become part of our Bethany impersonation. That's the one thing she's actually...
Friend Teresa.
Yeah. Because she's never ever done that. But like,
yeah. It's
like... but Bethany's humor has become so Catskillsy. Like, we just imagine.
Well, Bethany laughs like Kate Chastain. And so you can't imitate her laugh because it's just this. That's her entire laugh. That's
no,
like
she has a next level laugh. Where she will just be like, you know, but that's like that rare laugh where you laugh so hard you're like practically crying, you know. But yeah, mostly it's that.
Yeah, when she Kate can't Chastain. Help it and she sounds like Drew Barrymore being murdered and scream, you know.
Where's Jiffy Pop?
So Dorinda, back with the oyster, Dorinda's like, ah, she's so sexy, it's literally an oyster. I'm going to take this to the bedroom and teach Jan. I'm like, please don't shove anything inside John's back door and expect wet and salty. Please. Like, I don't need to hear any of this.
Please, no excessive slurping around John.
Can we just celebrate baby Jesus? How about that, guys? How about that?
Well, we can if we go over to Megu with Ramona and all the girls, where Ramona is like, I can't believe it. I've known these girls for like 10 years. They went to Avery's Sweet 16, and now they're drinking wine. I'm learning things about wine for them. Now they know they're Chardonnay, and they're Sangiovese, and they're Chirac. They know everything now. It's crazy. Whoa.
They're Burgundies, they're Pinots, they're Chardonnays. God forbid I don't have the right flavor of wine for them.
Whoa, that's crazy. Remember this one time when I was this little girl and I was looking at my dad's wine and I said, can I have some of that wine? And Geraldine Parsons Smith came up to me and said, you sure can, because as we all know, you're the big wine expert, as in W-H-I-N-E. And to this day, I've never been able to tell the difference between wine and wine, okay? I'm sorry, I can't.
When they get out at the restaurant, it's like this sexy like, Sex on. In the City. I've got no Ramonas. Ramona was just so perfect in this entire episode. I only need to go off what Ramona actually does in this, because she's like, look, sexy ladies coming out of the car. Okay, how about when we come out of the car, you put the camera down on the ground so all you see is legs, like sexy legs. Play that Amy Wine music, because these girls love their wines, okay? It's like, like 20-year-old legs, 20-year-old legs. 20-year-old legs, and the Ramona is like, boom, boom. Thank you, okay? Thank you so much, okay? I'm just one of the girls. So the girls start arriving over at Bethany's house, and Carol's like, you said to wear sparkles.
It is literally the girl from The Ring has crawled out of the TV and is ready to have a holiday party.
My hair's in my face. Is there a step coming up?
I'm sorry, I just finished decorating my well.
Hey, speaking of wealth, we have a luge over there, you know? Go try it. It's a luge. Like, you put liquor in the top, and then it comes out the bottom of the well. It's amazing. Like, it's amazing, Ring Girl. Try it.
Yeah, put your lips on it. Like, do it right now.
She's like,
well, I like to drink when it's fun.
And then Carol puts her lips around that luge. Aren't you just supposed to open your mouth and just let stuff?
I think.
I don't need all these.
It's full contact.
Nasty
luge.
Lips of yeah. this group. But she does it. She's like,
I'm only going to drink again if it's from a luge or a sippy straw.
For some reason, that really made me laugh, because she smiled like so happily. She, like, because you could tell she really loves a sippy straw. And I think that her delight was contagious for me.
Yeah, I drink everything with the sippy straw. You'll notice I even drink my martinis with a straw.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I prefer a straw.
Oh.
Yeah, I took it from my water. That's why I always have a water. I order three drinks. A water, a glass of ice, and a martini.
Forgot about that thing. It's a shot of tequila in a tall glass, okay? And then some water in a short glass. And then some water in a medium-sized glass, okay?
And 19 limes. Just in case. You never know what you're going to need.
So speaking of, Ramona's in heaven over at this restaurant, because there's like 90,000 glasses on the table, you know? Yeah. She's like, this is called power, girls. This is power glass.
Yeah. And Avery is like,
we won.
Avery's like, Pellegrino's like my water. Like, I literally called it water growing up. I'm like, because it is water. It's sparkling water. And then this other girl goes, that's like one of my favorite things about going over to your house. There's always called bottled water. I was like, girl, which desert have you been living in?
Ramona, you girls, you guys can hang with me, okay? We'll call it, like, once a week we could do it. And we could call it the thing. No, the singer thing, okay? And then you guys can have your friends, and then I can bring my friends, and then we'll mix, and it'll be just girls being girls with other girls. And her friend goes, do your girlfriends have sons that maybe they could bring? And Ramona just gives her this look like, you're missing the point of what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Clearly, what
girl
of them
power
to get
does
with
not
Liam's
involve
son.
Penises. Yeah. Who could blame him? Rar. He's yeah. grown up nicely.
Yeah, he certainly has. So then we learned that Ramona had actually had a charity event the night before. And we see in all these flashbacks that Tinsley lets the cat out of the bag about Bethany's holiday party. Because she's like, hey, so are you going to Bethany's party? Do you have a tissue? And Ramona's like, what party? I didn't even know about it, okay? So, oh, sorry.
Am I upset about it? Yeah. Wise Ward Beatty here. Why is the Bubby version of Ward Beatty here? There's like some guy who looks like Warren Beatty had all his blood sucked out and then all of his skin tied behind his head with like a rubber band. And then someone put a lot of lotion on him and just set him loose in this party.
He looks sort of like a svelte penguin from like Batman yeah. Penguin, not like an yeah. actual penguin.
And I think he even was like, here's the key to the city or whatever. Like he was really.
he definitely really was a Tim Burton creature. That's for sure. Like he could have been like Beetlejuice's brother.
Yes. It's like the guy that you know that Helena Bonham Carter fucked to mess up that whole marriage. You're like, oh, Helena, yeah. of course you ruined it over that guy. It's like worth it. Yes. So Ramona is back with the girls and she's like, girls. So girls, anybody want to curl my hair right now while I tell this story? Hey, can we have a comb? Could you bring a comb? We're going to comb each other's hair because we're girls. She's like, you girl.
Pillow talk. Slumber party, okay?
Look at me. I'm Sandra D. No offense to anybody here, okay?
Sandra just D just pushes my buttons, okay?
Yeah. Sandra D came up to me and she was pushing my buttons. And I blacked out like an animal, okay? I went on a rampage, like an animal blackout rampage, okay? I was like a bear eating fish and knocking over trees. I don't even remember, but I saw it on the news.
I was like a bull in a china shop, except I would never break any china that was colored yellow, because yellow reminds me of sunshine, okay?
Also, Bethany's full of so much bull, I can't compete. Get it, girls?
I'm like a Bethany in a china shop because she's just pure bull, okay? So, yeah, so Ramona
so
was
she's
had like
telling
a...
the girls.
Well, she's like me, you know, she grew up in crazy homes and like she's just, you know, she's like thin and good looking and gorgeous and just
successful
like...
businesswoman who's adored by all the fans who had her own talk show. We're just like the same.
So her friend, Avery's friend's like, well, you shouldn't have to walk on eggshells around your friends. I mean, that's not fair to you. And that's not true friendship.
Yeah. And Ramona's like, hallelujah, hallelujah. Spoken from a 22-year-old girl. Could you believe it? Can you believe it? And then what I loved was that there was some other girl who like clearly wanted to piggyback and like get points with Ramona. And this other girl just goes, yeah, you don't want to have to walk on eggshells with your friend. Yeah. I'm like, that's what that other bitch just said. Be quiet.
Just drink your Pellegrino, okay?
You're not adding anything substantive to this conversation, okay? Did I even say that word right? Kadoos to me.
So over at the party, Dorinda's like, yeah, it was a party. Ramona had a party. I went and I said my piece. And we get a flashback. Why weren't we shown this party?
I don't
because
know.
This party looks amazing.
It looks so good. By the way, I just want to say that I was really amused that Ramona declared that she had a bond with the 22-year-old girls. They're now all bonded for life.
We're together forever.
Yeah. So anyway, yes. So Dorinda, Ramona's party.
We get a flashback of this party. She's like, hey, Ramona. It's drunk Dorinda, so she's like flying off the handle. She's like, don't you yell at me, Ramona. My ass is a shithole. It's like the goddamn Playboy castle. I had to go in there and peel Scott Baio off the floor.
I mean, what are you? What are you, some paint-chipping-eating monster?
And actually, you're a disgrace. Last year, your dog shits all over. This year, you ripped down the walls. Next year, I'm just going to leave you a tiny little terrorist with a bomb vest, and you can just push him over and blow the entire place up, Ramona.
And then Sonia walks into Bethany's party, and she sees Dorinda talking about the paints again. She's like, oh, this again? Do we have to always talk about this?
Connor, did I tell you, has anybody heard about what a paperless post is? Could someone please explain that to me?
How do you have a post without paper? I tried to log on to my Apple IIe. I can't find anything about it, but I did use Bank Street Press to get write a nice little poem.
If there's no paper, what's the postman going to post? I mean, I worry for those guys. Who's going to be ringing on the doorbell that we're not answering for Tinsley?
I mean, I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. How are you going to have the New York Post without paper? I mean, how am I going to read page 6 without the pages? It doesn't make sense.
The New York Postless? Does that make sense to anybody else? How are they going to subscribe? How do you even send in the little subscribe thing that's in the middle of the paper?
I just wish Tinsley would make sense. I just wish that she would say things that made sense so she could focus on her career and focus on getting a man and focus on getting out of my house.
So Dorinda does still go about it more and more. And then it cuts back to Ramona at dinner. And she's like, oh, my God, girls. Dorinda got so upset with me because there were these things on the wall and they were lit up. And I was so upset emotionally. Like, she starts tapping her head. She's like, emotionally, I wasn't thinking because of Bethany. And so I just tore it and it took some painting. And she's so upset now. She's like so upset.
I like that because basically there were lights from production that were taped up on the walls. That Ramona, she can't say that, but she's also afraid to actually say the word lights. So she makes it sound like there's some alien creatures. There were these things, and they're all lit up. I couldn't find a plug, and they were just bright, and I just saw lights. And I was like, Gloria Stefan, I finally saw the light, and I didn't like it. And I tore it down, and I broke up the paint. I'm sorry I ruined your house, but there were bright things, shining objects. I can't deal. Little UFOs private in my room.
Sonia was trying to get them to probe her. I said, get off the dresser. I'm trying to sleep.
Sonia, this is not time to play communion, okay? You're not dealing with aliens. I'm sorry. Close encounters of the Sonia Morgan kind.
No one wants to probe your anus, okay? So she ripped them off the wall or whatever. Now, here's where Ramona, and you can even see that Dorinda probably said, Ramona, if they were production lights, they were just plugged in. It's not like they're wired to the house. Because she said, there were these things on the wall. And I mean, I guess there was a plug, but I didn't see the plug because emotionally upset because Bethany, because like 9/11, like the Vietnam War, you understand? Like upset. Okay. So instead of just unplugging the light, she like rips them off like the Hulk.
Yeah. Which is, they must have been hot. I don't even know how she did it. But
and then it cuts to Sonia and she goes, well, that's just typical Ramona. I mean, I told you, every time we go to a hotel, she trashes the bathrooms like she's a rock star.
Which is so disgusting.
You could just see Ramona like, oh, really, trash can? You think you're right side up right now? You're not. You're upside down.
Whoa, I'm going to take a shit in this toilet, but I'm not going to flush it, okay? I'm just going to add more toilet paper and more and more and more. Wow, what a crazy life I live.
I dropped a towel on the ground, okay? My bandit's called poison.
Whoa, making me clean up my own mess? You know what that is? That's déclassé. There's a reason why they have maids. It's their job. I'm sorry. I'm not going to clean up my own bathroom, okay?
I'm a regular Janis Chopin.
I'm a Jimi Hydrox, just like the cookie.
I'm Beethoven, not the dog, the rock star. So she's back at dinner. She's like, cheers, girls, to nothing ever being my fault, you know? And cheers to not walking on eggshells. And that girl's like, yeah, you shouldn't ever walk on eggshells.
Yeah, you shouldn't walk on eggshells. Quiet, girl, no eggshells. One's talking to. I said it too.
So then back at Bethany, Bethany's just cheering too. She's like, all right, everybody, cheers. Because it's like eggnog in these chocolate chip cups because they're cups, but they're made out of chocolate chip cookies. But like, you know, they've done special. So like, watch out, it's strong. And Carol's like,
I'm only drinking again if it's from a chocolate chip cup or a luge or a sippy cup.
I love that Carol's boundaries are just like totally being blown open this episode.
It was a big, big episode for personal growth for her.
I learned so much.
Carol has found three things she'll drink from now. Watch out.
Hey, I would drink from a cookie cup any day. I was really jealous.
How far behind can AA be? Oh, yeah, those cookie cups looked really good.
I was starving. It occurred to me that, like, because we had dinner, and it occurred to me that it was not, like, a very big dinner. Because we were talking so much that, like, I realized afterwards, I was like, I had, like, five little chicken meatballs, and that was it, essentially.
I had three pieces of that roll and, like, two pieces of meat that I didn't understand that came on the skewers.
Yeah.
How did those little people eat all that food? That was a lot of food, right?
It was a lot of food, but it's just that we were talking so much, and so it was, like, when I got home and I was watching this drunk New York, which is why I'm a little patchy with some of this, I was like, wait a second, I'm starving. We didn't really have dinner.
I love days like that.
I know. I was like,
because you know those people who are like, oh, I just forgot to eat today. I'm a little lightheaded. I'm like, who the fuck forgets to eat? Like, yeah. my body won't let. It's like, you're not eating. You're not eating. What are you doing right now? You're not eating. Why aren't you eating right now?
But we did it. We successfully forgot to have a full dinner.
Well, I came home and ate a couple of Tylenol PMs.
Oh, okay, that'll help.
Delicious.
Delicious.
So let's see here. What's next?
Chocolate. What's chip. Next is the one and only wedding. This is the wedding we've been waiting for a year. As some of you probably already know, Luann did not allow Bravo cameras into her wedding, which is a big mistake, huge, huge mistake. But she had all this like personal footage that I think she sold to People magazine or something like that. So essentially, Bravo kind of did like a little montage of Luann's personal footage, which was sort of nice too because it, you know, at least it was quick. It was like a 5-minute thing of, you know, there's Luann getting into a dress and there's Luann posing and there's Luann and Dom and there's Tom and hair and makeup, you know.
This was a huge surprise because, you know, mostly Bravo people get married so that their wedding is paid for by Bravo.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to do it in the season. But she didn't, and I thought that was odd because she is a TV person, and, you know, she would want the attention, etc. But then I thought, you know, she probably does not want cameras following around Tom.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this guy cannot keep his foot out of his mouth. Like, everything he says is so awkward and weird that if they had cameras following him around, you know, she knows what production did last year with that makeout thing in the fucking bar lounge. She knows that was production. He took that picture.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that she was like, listen, I just want to have fun at my wedding and I don't want to be bothered with being faced with Tom's infidelities. So let's just stick our heads in the sand and enjoy this.
Yes.
But me, I was just like,
tape. There's nothing to tape under the sand.
But me, meanwhile, I'm thinking to myself, you know, on Vanderpump Rules, we had three episodes devoted to Katie and Tom's Wednesday wedding up in the forest, okay? And here we only get 5 minutes of Luann's. This is like the first Bravo wedding I've been like genuinely excited to see ever. And that's only like
a montage. You know, there was only one main camera because Jill Zarin was in front of it the whole time. She's like, hi, it's me, Jill Zarin. Remember me?
Mazel tov.
Still got it. Mazel tov.
Yeah, it was a lot of, and there was just like a lot of Luann narrative. Like, it's beautiful. It's perfect. It's wonderful.
What a perfect day. I'm so ready and I'm so happy.
And then they show the ceremony and the officiant is like, love is reckless, not reason. I'm like, damn, even he's against this. You're making a reckless decision, Luann. I'm here to tell you.
Like is when you're making out with someone at a hotel bar. Love is when you go home to someone who's pretending nothing ever happened. Mazel tov, everybody.
Love is looking the other way when your wife hooks up with a Johnny Depp pirate. So
after he bangs Sonia anally in a greenhouse.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, let's crush a glass and get on with it, shall we?
So my only observations was Noel is super hot now that he's like 22. And Kelly Ben-Simone was there. Did you see Kelly Ben-Simone in the background?
No, I was making an egg sandwich.
Oh, well, it's pretty much the same experience, but she was there. And then was that Amanda Lepore coming out of the cake?
Brain. This is your brain on Ben-Simone.
Any questions? Actually, many, many questions.
Yeah, it was like home video footage, and Luann just kept saying, I'm happy. Can you believe it? Look at me. I'm so happy. Oh, and then I walked down the aisle. Oh, so happy. I'm so happy. It's like, I'm making a sandwich. I can't.
Was that Amanda Lepore at one point?
Like, literally? I don't know.
You were truly making a sandwich. Okay, I think Amanda Lepore came out of a cake, but I could be wrong.
Oh, that Marilyn Monroe chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. And then Luann's like, look, I have a sombrero. Everybody enjoy their tacos. And she, like, took off her sombrero, and that, like, playmate just, like, kissing her. She's like, you're gorgeous. And Luann said, you know, it's just you find someone in life, and you have a playmate. And now I have a new playmate, and I love my new playmate. I'm like, well, do you love his new playmate? Like, his playmate just jumped out of damn cake, Luann. Come on.
I think my favorite part to come out of this wedding was the fact that Luann released a new single. That was my favorite part of it.
My God, I cannot wait to hear it. I heard about it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stay up for Watch What Happens Live when she performed it.
Okay, well, guess what? Of course, since we are a professional podcast, we have the single right here. So I'm going to play it. All right, is everyone ready to hear Luann's new single?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
By everyone, I mean Ronnie. Okay, here we go. Would you believe it, girls? I'm getting married. Me, Countess Luann de Lesseps, to Tom D'Agostino.
Whoa, that's crazy. Sonia used to bang Tom all the time, and we used to play backgammon. What a crazy world.
Can't you just be happy for me, Ramona?
Yachts, Hamptons, West Palm Beach. Now we have them all in reach. We've got money, we've got flair. And look at Bethany with my hair.
So come on, Dorinda, come on, Jill. We got the yacht and Tom's got the bill. Cause it's Wednesday night at the Regency. Tommy Tune's gonna show, just wait and see.
So what is this? Is this like a rap? Like a rap? Like a wedding rap? Like I don't get it. Like I don't get your brand, man. Like I don't understand what's going on. Like I'm still like, kill me now.
Hey, be happy for her.
Do the D'Agostino. Do the D'Agostino. Do the D'Agostino. Do the D'Agostino. Do the D'Agostino.
Do the D'Agostino.
Do the D'Agostino.
Hey, do the D'Agostino right now.
Do the D'Agostino. Got my tickets, got my room. But where's the invite? Is it coming soon? Tom's a cheater, I'm sore he is. But you know what they say, ignorance is bliss.
Why can't you bitches just be happy for me? Ooh, I like the way that sounds. Let's just work with this a little bit. I'm feeling a little inspired. Okay, here we go. Why can't you bitches be happy for me and Tom?
Like, what is this, Tuba Knight? I don't get it. Do the D'Agostino. Do the D'Agostino. Do the D'Agostino. Do the D'Agostino. Do
the D'Agostino. Oh, I did, Tom. For like 10 years. We were lovers.
Do
Saint-Tropez. Hey, they love me down there.
Do the D'Agostino.
So it's kind of funny because Luann's friend Barbara isn't so sure that she wants to go through that.
Does anyone have a tissue? Does anyone have a tissue?
Hey, John.
Tissue.
John, get Tinsley
another tissue.
You know what they say, you get some snot on you.
It happens, you know?
Please say it's not about Tom.
It's about Tom.
I think it's a bad guy, Luann. I think it's a bad guy.
Really?
At least you didn't have to hear about it on page 6, okay? Do the D'Agostino. Do the D'Agostino. Do the D'Agostino, do the D'Agostino.
Like, you know what, let's just like, do the D'Agostino.
Do the D'Agostino, okay?
Do the D'Agostino,
do the D'Agostino.
It is about Tom and me. Would you believe it? We're getting married.
That is fucking amazing. Really? That is fucking perfection. Luann.
Sometimes it's moments like these when I realize why I have not gone ahead in Hollywood, because I'm making stupid ass songs on GarageBand.
That shit is hilarious.
Oh man. Well, thank you. And thank you, Luann. Thank you, Luann.
Thank you, Luann. Really?
Oh.
Hey, be happy for them. Let her be happy. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Good job, Luann. Good job.
Thank you, Luann. Thank you, Luann. I don't know why I'm saying
Luann's
thank you on her behalf.
Biggest single.
It will be.
Can you believe it, girls?
Getting married.
That is so good.
Guys, before we go any further in this episode, there's something really, really quick and easy we want you to do. We rely on advertising to keep this show free. And if you could do us a favor, could you go to podcastlistener.com/crappins and answer a few short questions? It'd be super helpful to us.
Yeah, again, that's podcastlistener.com/crappins. Podcastlistener.com/crappins. Just take that little survey, okay?
It takes like a minute, and you know, who doesn't love a good survey? Thanks.
Okay, podcast over.
No, just kidding, because guess what? 2 weeks later, now we're in January, and it's Bethany and Carol getting dim sum. And I love the way Bethany talks about Carol sometimes, because Carol's like, look at all these ducks hanging from the windows. And Bethany's just like, I don't get Carol. Like, she's, like, lost in America. Like, she doesn't know where she is. Like we live in New York City. The guys come out with carts and eat dumplings. That's what you do. Like I don't get it. I don't see why Carol's having such a hard time with this.
Carol's like,
is this place even real?
She's like, of course it's real. Why would you even say it's not real? She's like,
because Trump said that global warming is a Chinese hoax. So maybe Chinatown's a hoax, too.
She's like, just shut up. Just
shut Carol. Up. Okay. Look, we're looking at things that aren't white right now, okay? Just, like, enjoy it for a moment, okay?
It's dim sum, okay? Pick a roll. Just do something. Pick some. They're going to do shit.
You do it. I don't want to.
And she's like, you're very negative. And then the waiter comes by with all the food, and she goes, she's being very negative today. Really negative. Super negative. What? You're going to frown at a rib? You see? She's frowning at a rib. Yeah, like, seriously?
Like, who doesn't like a bow? Like, honestly, take a bow. Like, literally, take a bow. Take a bow and get out of here. Like, honestly, I can't deal with you anymore. Like, curtain call. It's time for you to go.
So, you're so American right now. So she's like,
I'm not negative. Someone needs coffee.
Like, well, it's not on the cart, so I'm not going to get it. It's only what's on the cart, okay? So then she's like,
I only eat food when it's not on wheels. Is there a sippy cup with fried rice in it? Otherwise, I'm out of here.
Does this green tea come in a chocolate chip cookie cup? No? Okay.
Can I have that green tea from a luge, please?
The luge? You want rib?
Your green tea destroyed our luge.
I can see your ribs. Get it?
No!
You're the worst. Why am I even at lunch with you?
Honestly, like, kill me right now. Like, shoot me. Like, shumai. That's what I am. Like, shumai, shoot me right now. Hark out.
So Bethany's like, yeah, what about that wedding? Like, did that even happen? Because... like, she's having a party to celebrate a marriage that nobody saw. Like, if a marriage happens in Palm Beach that nobody saw, did it even happen? Like, seriously?
Seriously, like, philosophical questions. Like, I can't. Like, literally, I can't. Like, fortunately.
And so then Carol talks about how there's other rumors about Tom now, blah, blah, blah. And then she starts talking about how Adam's finally moving out. And she's like,
I said, honey, do you need help moving? Here's everything. Your watermelon radishes, your skateboard, your unwashed socks, the razor you never use.
You're just for men.
I was going to say your box of peroxide.
Your little foil doilies you put in your hair when you highlight it. Get out! Get out! Get out!
I lost my Carol voice. I had been working on it for a few weeks, but now I've gone the other way. I've regressed, so now I'm back to croaking like, you know.
I'm basically just Marge Simpson on her dying breath.
I leave everything to Lisa, including Adam's stuff.
So, meanwhile, Ramona goes and visits Dorinda, and she's like, I want all the deets about the wedding, okay? I want all the deets. So,
I learned that word. Look, I'm hip. Don't give me details. Give me deets, okay? I need deets.
I learned it from a 22-year-old girl who I have a bond with. Very special. She gave me very good advice about eggshells. I don't remember what. Something about, like, make sure to crush all the eggshells. I don't know.
Would you like me to do the Roger Rabbit before you give me the deets?
So then Dorinda's giving her the deets, and at one point she starts talking about how, like, yeah, we all went to the Leopard Lounge. And Ramona goes, everyone went there? That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Ramona's really laying it on thick for this. She's like, oh, she looks
gorgeous. Like, she looks like she's from a magazine of, like, ladies who just take in rich, you know, sluts into their life. Like, if there was a magazine about that, she would be the cover girl. What a beaut. And Dorinda's like, yeah, I almost forgot to go to the wedding. I forgot to book my tickets. And then the week before, she texts me, like, you're gonna come to the wedding? We'll meet here. And I was like, oh, my God, it's the wedding. I forgot. Totally forgot.
Good thing I got this tissue paper.
Then I'm there, I'm in Palm Beach after the Leopard Place. It's the next day, and I get a check. You're supposed to be here for your hair, your makeup, etc., etc. And I thought, oh my God, I'll go over there tipsy at noon. And then I forgot my bridesmaid's dress.
And then I found out I was in Palm Springs, not Palm Beach. Oh my God.
I said, Palm Desert, that's close, right?
So then next thing I knew, I get off the plane, you know, 16 hours later, and I'm like, what? Why am I at the Palm in Dubai? Oh, God.
You're getting married at the Palms in Vegas, right? She said, no. I was like, oh, jeez. I wrote it down somewhere, but I don't remember.
Hey, you want a sandwich? You make a sandwich.
So Ramona's like, oh. Well, I guess now they're going to have a party for people who didn't get to go to the wedding. It's going to be called the Party of the Discards.
Yeah. Ramona's not into it. She's like, I'm not into it. And you know what? I'm with her. I think it's insulting.
Well, it's also obviously something Bravo was like, well, can we at least have an after party in New York? And they're like, here, we got this room at the bottom of a Marriott for
$5. We got a rec room for you.
Yeah.
It has three tables with, you know, some tablecloths wrapped around them. You can do that, right?
Meanwhile, in Chinatown, Bethany's like, look at that. Look, it's like an entire octopus. Like, can you believe that? It's like seriously an entire octopus and a giant pig. You know, it's like, it's what people eat. They just don't see it up close first. You know, it's like if there was a cow hanging there, would people still eat it? I don't know.
Have these women never gone to Chinatown in all their lives? They were like, look at that. It's like Chinese lettering. Like, it's like a different alphabet. It's like, it's not even a different language, different alphabet. Like, you can't read it. To me, it's like Scribble Scrabble. Like, I don't get it. Like, literally, like, how do I write skinny girl in there? Like, how do they see my brand? Do they read my brand? Do they understand my brand? Like, how do they say skinny girl in China? Like, what is this? Are we still in America? Like, I don't get it.
In China, they're all skinny, so it's just called girl.
But girls are looked down upon, so we actually call it boy. It's called boy. Drink boy.
So she's like, they go to an
ice cream parlor.
Yeah, they go. Yeah, they and, go and, get ice cream.
And Carol's like, I got a Chanel purse for $10.
And Bethany's like, here, it's like everything's a little different here. Like, it's different, little different flavors. It's like vanilla ice cream, but with sesame seeds. And it's like sesame ice cream with like vanilla beans in it. Like, it's like, everything's a little different here, Carol. And she's like, I'll have chocolate, please. And at one point, Carol goes, what's blueberry lavender? And the girl goes, it's blueberry with a hint of lavender.
And Bethany goes, what do you think it was?
I don't know. I thought like blueberry was like Chinese for chocolate. I don't know.
So, when she's like,
can I just have chocolate?
And the lady gives her chocolate, and Bethany goes, Is it good? She goes, it's chocolate ice cream.
They just suddenly turn into like the most hilarious, like old Jewish ladies, you know? Like,
so wrong that I got chocolate ice cream?
No, it's your life. Living your life. It's your world.
So, yeah, so I get chocolate. You got your thing. What's the meaning? Says, you know what? We're alive. We have our health. That's all that matters, right? Yeah, you're right. Okay, you're right.
I can't go up to the counter and be like, can I have health? Like, they don't do that. But, you know, we're grateful to have it. You know, it's not something that's on the menu. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So I asked for health. They gave me
green tea. What's in the green tea? I asked.
It's fucking tea. It's green tea. It's frozen like ice cream.
Oh, it tastes like chocolate.
Although I have to say, I often think that green tea ice cream tastes like chocolate. So I was with Carol.
You have a sippy cup.
So Sonia is moving stuff in her house with Connor. She's like, well, where should I move these dresses? Where should I move these sparkle dresses from 1983? You know,
I mean, I don't want to disrupt the spider that lives there, but sorry, I just totally talked over you. Sorry, everyone.
That's better. No, that's better. Because Sonia never had a secretary job. I'm like, who am I talking about?
So it doesn't matter because the listeners couldn't tell what either of us were saying because I talked at the same time as you.
Chocolate ice cream.
So she's moving stuff and she's like, well, you know, he's gone from 11 to 7 to 7-Eleven. She keeps saying that. She's like, well, now he's here all the time, you know. So I figure if he's going to make slushies all day, he might as well have his own room to do it. So we're, me and Connor are moving things. And I told him, you know, I said, you're on Tinsley's list that I made Tinsley. You know, you should be with her because, you know, you're going to want to have babies. And then he said, well, what's wrong with adoption? And then she falls down on the ground.
Yeah. And then Tinsley is like walks in. She's like, hey, can I get rid of some of the stuffed animals that are upstairs? I think they're harboring my germs. I can't get rid of this cold. That's really affecting the curls in my hair. They're iconic, you know.
I feel like I'm in Lisa Vanderpump's house, she said.
Did she say that? That's hilarious.
Yeah, she said, I feel like it's Lisa Vanderpump's house. Every time I open my eyes, there's a fucking animal staring at me. And she's like, your floor is already a wind tunnel. We have moved everything out of there. Except 5,000 stuffed animals.
Except for all the old Macintosh classics.
She's like, how come Frenchie gets to make changes? Because she's like, well, Frenchie doesn't like the dining room table. So we're going to have to move it. And, you know, Frenchie doesn't like the egg station. He wants a better egg station. So we're going to make that work. She's like, but I can't move a stuffed animal. Come on. You've known me for longer than Frenchie. Come on. Do you want me to call my dad in here? My dad is so going to lecture you. Hey, Connor, could you bring in the box? Stop telling Connor to bring in your boxes.
You're distracting him from the very important work of standing here and looking at me.
Connor is thinking about egg stations and egg stations only, young lady.
Egg stations.
So, Bethany shows up to the rec room for this wedding party. She's like, what? Seriously? Like, I'm the only person here? It's like me and a waiter and like one other girl. I don't know. Like, what is this? A menage? Like, what is this? A menage? Yeah. Y'all want to do it? Y'all want to do it? You might have to put down the wine tray. I'll do it.
How awkward for that waiter. Just like, he and Bethany in a rec room in the basement of some place. Like, what? I wouldn't know what to do. And yeah. Bethany's just standing there in the corner, just standing there.
And he's standing there with like 15 wine glasses, like some bus is about to stop. Like, yeah. You can put down the tray, buddy, okay? Now it's time for a cigarette.
Yeah,
I like Bethany's attitude because she goes,
yes, that's what
well, I did call her a whore a year ago, so this is the station I deserve. The aftermath party, alone.
Yeah, I liked when she did that. She's like, yeah, you know, whatever. So then Dorinda shows up and she's like, there's too many celebrations. It's like, you know, it's like those people who celebrate their birthdays for a month. And Bethany's like, it's like Ramadan.
And Dorinda just looks at her like, eh?
You mean Ramona?
What?
Ramonadan? I don't even want to say
Ramadan Ding Dong. I was going to look up Ramadan, but I forget.
Are you talking about ramekins? I love ramekins. Like, yeah, a little creme brulee. Is that what you're talking about, Bethany?
So Luann and Tom arrive, and they're exhausted, obviously. And Luann's like, look, can you believe that girls are married? That's me. Here I am, married to Tom.
Yeah.
I'm married, girls. She's like, wow, congratulations. Wow. How was it, Tom? He's like, great, as he looks away from her.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking kill me now. Why am I here? Luann's telling us, I'm just so happy. I'm so, my partner in life. Oh, it's my partner. You know, I'm married, girls. There was a long line for Tom. And I didn't cut in line. I just got in line.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. And then Ramona shows up and she's like, it's drab and dreary in here, okay? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Sorry.
Guess they ran out of money, okay?
Yeah. They spent all their money down in Florida, and now they got nothing left but this rec room. I'm sorry. It's not fair.
She brings Avery, and Avery's like, hello, Bethany. I love that little thing on your dress. And Bethany's like, oh, yeah, thanks. Hi.
What's the matter? What's going on? She's like, no, I'm Avery. Oh, sorry. I thought you were an intern.
You want something to drink? Well, actually, I'm looking for some Pellegrino. It's like water to me. Yeah, it's water to everybody. You want some? Hey, can we get some water? Bubbles?
All right, where's the water? Where's the water? What? Huh? That's what I call the waiter. Where's the water? Where's the water? Where's the water?
Her new assistant. Where's the water?
Where's the water?
Where's the water?
So, Tinsley.
Oh, Bethany, you look marvelous. Ah, thanks. What's the water?
Where's the water? Here's the water. Okay, Avery, you're here's the water. The waiter's, where's the water? Okay, where's the water? Here's the water. So Tinsley. Tinsley shows up, and she's brought her 23-year-old date, which I think is, first of all, it's kind of cute, because they went on their first date, like, 6 weeks ago, so the fact that she's still bringing him around, you know, It was cute, you know? She deserves it. Get it. Get that cute little ass.
Yeah, that curler is working hard for you, girl.
Yeah.
And Ramona's like, look, she followed my advice and she got a guy, you know? But it's like she got a baby. I mean, he's more appropriate for Avery.
They are literally the same age. So he's 23, she's 22. So, you know.
He probably doesn't even know his Chardonnays from his Fabergés. So Tom's like, oh, yeah, this wedding ring is so heavy. Like, my left shoulder is, like, literally lower. Like, it's really hard. And I told Luann, I don't even want to wear a ring, but she made me. So
the women here are like, I am. Hmm.
Yeah, everyone's just looking at him like, you are so classless. And he goes, yeah, and Luann, she put her heart and soul into this wedding. She just did such a great job with this wedding. Her whole heart and soul was in there. And Ramona goes, yeah, Luann could be amazing when she puts her mind to it. Jeez.
Luann didn't even bother flinching at that. She was like, I don't have the energy to deal with this stupidity right now.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it, girls?
We got the yacht.
We got the yacht.
So then...
Seek Sylvie.
Money can't buy you, yada, yada, yada.
So Dorinda and Ramona jump all over Frenchie because Sonia has brought Frenchie. She's like, look, girls, it's Frenchie. He's like, oh, bonjour, Agastation. And they're like, oh, yeah, oh, look at him. Oh, it's Frenchie. We've heard of you, but we've never seen you. We didn't know you were real or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, yes, I am. Yeah, I am. I'm so real. And then they just start jumping all over him. And then Sonia turns to him and right in front of them, she's like, oh, you just, I don't even know what to do with myself when you're here because I don't even know what to tell the girls about you because I just said you were Frenchie, like I keep you in a cage. Oh, what Sonia's like orgasming all over Frenchie. And everyone's like, that's disgusting.
Let's look at cute Chad instead. And then meanwhile, speaking of disgusting, so Carol's there, she has like a cute little outfit on, and then John walks by, he's like, hello, you know, I can shrink that down a little bit more for you if you want. It's like,
hey. Yeah, great planning. Yeah, your dress doesn't quite fit, want me to shrink it for you?
Yeah,
he's gross, he's wearing like a baseball cap.
And then there's like a weird moment where Tom starts talking about how Luann is a great cook, and Carol's like, really? Have you seen her cook? He's like, no, she's a great, great cook. She can make pastaroni like no one else.
Are you sure?
And Luann goes, yes, I made a pasta.
I got the recipe from Sonia.
Whenever she starts talking like Giada, you know she's lying.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I made him a pasta.
And then Sonia comes up to Luann and Tom, like, oh, hi, and Tom tells Sonia, oh, hey, like, wish you could have been at the wedding. I'm like, that's really insulting to tell someone that you disinvited.
I love these women, though, because they don't hold anything back.
Yeah.
Because who gives a speech?
Well, before the speech, Tom kisses Luann, and when he kisses her, he like puts his hand around her neck. I was like, whoa, Tom.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, that pasta, and grabs her neck and kisses her. She's like, oh, time to catch the Thanksgiving turkey, isn't it, Tom? It's like our own White House tradition already starting. I love my new partner.
Well,
so Tom's my new playmate. Playmate of the year, Tom D'Agostino.
Tom. So then Dorinda gets up to make a speech, and she's like, and she gets up there, she goes, you know, I love this great, great wedding. You know, I came out of it feeling so much better about everything.
Like, that's Bethany. Great. Well, good. I'm glad you felt better. That's what matters.
Yeah. What a great, great vote of confidence. Personally, I was nostalgic to Dorinda's speech from last year, and I have it here since I feel like it's worth revisiting because it's such an amazing speech. Do you want to listen back?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
To blessings, I'm so happy that, you know what, that I am part of this. I knew you for a long time. She's a sure face. You know, not a moment in time, not a moment that happens. So every once in a while, you know, you just know when it's right, and it's right.
Well, Dorinda, thank you.
Classic.
At a moment in time, that moment happens.
Is no, that's right. You know, I'd like make a sandwich, a gas cram, Richard.
That is my favorite. Yeah, a moment in time, a moment happens. It's when a moment happens in a moment in time. Moments in time. Time moments.
Time moments. I have another audio clip here that says Dorinda slurring. It's 4 seconds. I don't remember what it is, but I feel like playing it. I feel like it's okay. In the spirit of the episode.
Boy, she does know she's doing better than she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, just more Dorinda. Yes,
what she's doing is better than what she's doing.
Hey, we're from the Berkshires. We're people. We're same people from Block. We grew up in this moment in times and stuff.
And Bethany's like,
she's berserk right now. So
she's just like waving her wine violently. She's like, I went to the beach. And I got a cat and I had to go put on a dress. I was kind of tipsy. It's a beach.
Not well, bitch.
So Tom's like, thanks for that speech. And she goes, hey, Tommy, your speech, how about you say what a good speech I gave? And he's like, okay, well, you gave a great speech. You always make it nice. Yeah, that's what I said. That one time he said, I made it nice. It's on T-shirts.
God bless this cast.
And then Tom continues his, Luann put her heart and soul into that wedding. So that we could have our true friends and family there.
Yes. Oh, my God. What a douchebag.
And she's like, I got to get out of here.
Like, what does that make us, huh?
And Dorinda yells, yeah, the friends who weren't invited.
It was so tacky. Goes,
yeah, the friends who fucked my husband. I got to go. I got to get out of here.
Oh, my God. Tom, he is.
What a show.
Piece of work. So, so fun. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. Tomorrow we're back with Southern Charm Savannah. Always fun. And then it's the weekend. It's the freaking weekend. Gonna have us some fun, everyone. So, hope y'all follow us on social media and everything. Go check out what we posted with Hannah before it expires. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at WatchWhatCrapins. On Twitter, we're at WhatCrapins. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.